position, don't you? Amen. Praise God. And I'd rather be in the house of God than the best of the best resorts around the world. Amen. I'd rather be in the house of God today than the best hospital in the world. And I'd rather be in the house of God than the best vacation spot. I'd rather be right here in the presence of the Lord. Amen. And we're so blessed that you're here today, everyone that is here. Amen. In our youth class, you may be dismissed today. And we're just honored today. And I'm thankful that God still touches, God still heals, and God still ministers. Amen. Praise God. And my heart today is burdened. And I have a burden in my spirit, a burning something in my heart today. And thank the Lord for a burden. A burden will keep you going when everything else seems not to be going. A burden will keep you on the right track when everything else is going the wrong track, on the wrong track. And everything seems to fall apart, the burden. And a burden and a burning desire for God to bear the cross, to carry it forth. Amen. It's the thing that keeps you in spite of everything. Amen. Matthew, the sixth chapter today. Matthew, the sixth chapter. Matthew 6, and we'll read 19. We'll start at 19. I love the word of the Lord, and I love the way God confirms his word. Amen. Yesterday and today, this morning. Amen. I love it when the beauty of the Lord just steps in. Amen. Even in my little study back there today. Amen. I just lean back in my chair and at my desk, and I just let the Holy Ghost minister to my heart. The greatest thing when God begins to minister, troubles vanish, hearts amended. All those things begin to help when we just let the Lord have his way. And that's what I want today in this house. I want somebody to leave here. I want you to leave here, amen, with your cup full and running over today. God wants that, doesn't he? Amen. Praise God. Matthew, the sixth chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, according to Matthew 6:19. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, nor thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will be your heart also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, or money, or riches. 25. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, which you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap nor gather in barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which one of you, taking thought, can add one cubit to his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which is today and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? But after these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God, and, say it, his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Would you stop there right today? Amen. Not only are we seeking God today, I want to seek his righteousness. I want more than just a blessing and provisions, don't you? I want God to be more than my welfare provider. I want God to be my God. You see, a lot of people want the blessings of God. They don't want turmoil in life, but they don't want his righteousness. Righteousness will turn you to go the right way. Amen. And making a choice to say no to some things. I want the righteousness of God. I want his spirit in my life. Amen. Would you put your Bibles down and let's pray together. Lord, I love you and I thank you today for your truth. God, I want to seek you first. I want to believe you first. I want to treasure you above everything. Help me today, God, to deliver what you gave me, God, what you put deep inside you, seated in my spirit, Lord. You spoke to me, God, and it's for a purpose today, and we thank you for it, Jesus. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we bless you. In Jesus' name, somebody say thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. Treasures. Everybody wants treasures. Treasures on the earth. We all like to be comfortable. We all like that comfort. We like that peace of mind. We like that feeling that, man, we're rising above, amen, above different things in life. It feels good to be comfortable. It feels good to have all these things. But all the comforts of life, the plushes of the plush, does no good if we don't have the righteousness of God in our life. If I don't have the Holy God of heaven at work in my life, what good is all the things of life? The scripture says, lay not up for your treasures on the earth, where they will all corrupt and dissipate, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven. And it goes in the discourse that we read today about trusting God, believing God, living for God, and seeking God first above everything else. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Amen. We're living in an hour where unrighteousness and filth is on a rampage around. The mindset of our generation and our world is so anti-Christ. But I'm thankful today when you start seeking the kingdom of God and you start seeking the righteousness of God. Amen. We find that we have nothing to offer. There's not a thing that I can do to become righteous on my own. There's nothing that you can assert. There's nothing that you can gain to make you righteous. Amen. Your good looks ain't going to get it. Your bad looks ain't going to get it. Your money is not going to get it. Your lack of money. Your nobility is not going to get it. And poor reputation definitely don't get it. But I'm thankful that when you seek first the kingdom of God and you start seeking God, I need you in my life. I'm ready to dethrone some things. I'm ready to give over some things. We find then his righteousness comes and the sweetness of his spirit will make a difference in our life. Amen. I look at the word of the Lord in Matthew, the 16th chapter as well. This was Matthew 6. Matthew 16. Jesus told his disciples, if any man comes after me, let him deny himself. Or it's hard to deny yourself. It's hard to crucify old self. He said, deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Jesus went to work on his disciples, said, hey, if you're going to be mine, there's a price you have to pay. There is a suitable price that has to be given. What is this treasure worth to you? Today, the same question can be asked. What is truth worth to you today? What is the righteousness of God worth? What are you willing to give for righteousness? What are you willing to have this possession in your life? 2 Corinthians says this, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Let me just quote something today. With a precious man of God that was an evangelist for many years and at 45 years old, pastoring a home mission church in California, This man had a heart attack and he passed away, 45 years old, leaving his wife and little girls. And Brother Ari Prado, whatever you, however you want to pronounce his name, he made a statement. He said, truth never goes on sale. It's never discounted. The only suitable price for truth is everything. I want to just talk to us today about the only suitable price is your everything. If God don't have your all, then God don't have you at all. You got to get to that place where you finally say, okay, I surrender. The only suitable price is everything. Not something we get and we trade off later. I know a lot of people like to trade. They like to buy. And I never was that type. When I bought something, I didn't pretty well get rid of it. I never was the type just to buy something to turn around and sell it. And in fact, when I get something, I'll wear it out and have to throw it away or store it somewhere and think, well, maybe I can use a part off of it. And that's a bad deal. But I want to just tell you that truth, when you get a hold of it, it ought to be something that would sustain you all the way to the finish line. Amen. You should never compromise and you should never try to trade off what God has done in your life. Jesus asked his disciples one time, when the multitudes were turning around and going back, he said, are you going to go back? Are you going to follow them? And somebody piped up and said, Lord, to whom can we go? Only you have the words of life. We have nothing to go back to. I'm thankful that when I come to the Lord Jesus Christ, I have nothing to go back to. Amen. But I have a God that has kept me, a God that has blessed me. Hey, what do I have to go back to in this world? There's an unwavering, settled choice deep inside. I just read a little deal yesterday, and the little story was this. There were two men at a buffet line. They were very good friends, and the first little man just was looking. I mean, they had chicken, they had pork, they had beef, they had every kind of vegetable, all kind of salads, all the trimmings, and they were at a buffet, and the little man was sitting there going, wow, all the choices of ear to eat. And it spurred a conversation between the two men. And the elderly gentleman looked at the younger gentleman and he said, you know, you only have one choice. He said, I know what you're going to say. I got to choose between God and the devil. And the older man said, no. Let me explain to you. He said, when you're born in this world, you already belong to the devil because you're born in sin. He said, you don't have a choice. You're just born that way. You're born in sin, the Bible says, in shape and in iniquity. And he goes on through the discourse to prove to this young man, there's only one choice. There's only one choice today. There's some people live like they got a multiple choice system. Either you belong to God or you don't. Amen. I'm telling somebody today, you better hang on to the real deal and get a hold of the treasure. Amen. Many people live like they have a choice. When you're born in sin, amen, you are a child of the devil. And then there's a scripture said about the Pharisees, how they would go around the world to make one disciple. They would do all this big rigmarole to make a convert to the Phariseeism belief. And he said, all you got is a twofold child of hell. I want you to talk to us today. Amen. We need to look at that suitable price. God wants your everything. God wants your, the price that you could pay and say, God, I'm thankful today. I have a made up mind. A made up mind is not just coming to church. A made up mind is marching and living for God even when you're not at church. Amen. We're not just churchgoers. We're the church of the living God. Amen. Hallelujah. You need to live your life. Amen. You need to get a hold of something that will get a hold of you. If you just got church and that's all you come to do is just to wash your brain and your conscience, amen, you're missing it. There is a greater life when you let God seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Amen. Jesus said, he that believeth on me, is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned. Think with me. Scripture said, how shall we escape if we neglect that so great salvation? It's still so great to me. Because I don't deserve a bit of this. I don't deserve the bit of God. My challenge today, and the message that I felt in the Holy Ghost, is to tell somebody, we better embrace the treasure. If you don't have a hold of the anchor don't have a hold on you. You see, I heard a little story about the Coast Guard. They came up on a little boat, a young man and a young girl. They were on courting each other. And the Coast Guard looked in and he said, even though this is a rowboat, you probably need an anchor. He said, I see you have your life preservers, but he said, y'all probably need an anchor. Young man said, we don't need an anchor. He said, I tell you what, I'm going to give you an anchor just to help you. And the young man, he kind of looked at the Coast Guard agent, officer, and kind of laughed. And the Coast Guard officer said, you're going to need this anchor. He said, you just can't just row out here. And he said, there comes a thing called the tide. And he said, there's sometimes you're going to need an anchor. Well, the young man had an anchor in his boat, but he didn't tie it to the boat. He didn't use it. It just was in his boat. And a little bit later, while he was looking in the eyes of somebody, and she was looking at his eyes, the tide effect began to work. And he didn't realize that that little boat, even though it was a rowboat, was being inch by inch swept out into the ocean. And instead of having something to help him against the current and the pull of the tide, amen, he had it in his boat, but he did not tie it. He did not utilize it. How many times that we let life begin to take its toll? Can you realize, do you realize today that we're already halfway through in August? This year's almost gone. Time is flying, and there are people living without using an anchor in their life. Folks, I need the anchor. How about you? Life is too fast. Life is drifting, and the currents of life are pulling. I need God aboard of my life. Somebody say amen.
Praise God. God of heaven is here to help us. But God said to gentlemen, till you let God and you give God that opportunity, God will never step over the boundary. I want to treasure him. The more you treasure him, the more of him and the less of you. And when you let go of the things that hold you, the things that you think that are important in this world, worldly things that you deemed as being so priority, are worthless when it comes your time to die. We all die at the same time. Death is an equalizer. Think with me. We come into this world with nothing. And when we go, we have nothing. You can't take it with you. But folks, I hope you have an anchor tied to your life. Because hope is the anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. There's some that go through life without an anchor. They go through life just haphazardly. They forget the whole purpose. But I'm thankful today that there is a treasure I have. There is a treasure called God that I'm hanging on to. Sell out. Buy in. Amen. I like to get to that place that there's no pretension. No hypocrisy. No playing around. That we settle the issue. That we make up our mind. Brother Prado also, before he died, he was preaching and he made a statement. He said, I'm talking about winning the war behind closed doors. He said, the war where you have victory, even though there's no viewers, nobody looking at you. And he said, being moral when you have no monitor, nobody looking over your shoulder. I want to live for God. Amen. I want to have such a relationship with God that it's not just in the eyes of people. But folks, when I'm behind a shut door, I still want to uphold the banner of truth. Amen. Oh, everywhere I go, that I still represent. Hey, friend, you better be in love with God. The love of God in your life will operate and work on you when God is in that priority position.
Amen. You know, there's something that helps you, that'll get you to that place. There's a secret seal that I want to just mention to you today. There's a special secret that causes people to live above and beyond the failures of life. You can live victorious in a fallen world, in a darkened world. Something that'll keep you upright when everything is falling apart, everything is going bad. There's a secret seal that will keep your outlook constant, will keep your life unwavering. That secret seal, God seals it inside of you. And the Bible speaks about it in Psalm 25:14. The secret of the Lord is with them that, anybody knows it? Fear him. Fear the Lord is the beginning of understanding. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom also. When you begin to fear and reverence the Lord, there's a sense of honor to God. Amen. You put God's interests above your interest. You put God's opinion not in the secondary file cabinet, but God matters to you, number one. What God thinks, what God deems, and what God wants is what you want. I want God. I want that today. I want his righteousness. How about you? I want that righteousness to flow in me. I want that secretness, that secret of the Lord, amen, that caused me to pop back up when something is trying to drown my spirit, something that's trying to pull me under. Maybe it's a doubt or something coming in my life. Amen, I want something to cause me to get back up. Amen, when I can rejoice when the enemy takes his best blow, that I can have something inside of me that stands back up. Like Micah said, rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. Don't you want that power in your life, that secret of God? Amen. Something sealed on the inside of you. Amen. You know why the ark floated? Because Noah obeyed the plan of God, and he sealed it within and without. And God said, I'm going to make it float, even though there's storms. The storm of storms hit Noah, but he and his house were saved. It was sealed inside. Get real. You'll never be saved. You're not sealed in the plan of God. If God's not alive in that first place of your life, God has to be in that number one position. Hear me. Amen. Joseph, how did Joseph make it? Joseph was sealed with the secret of God. Here's Joseph from the very beginning of time. This young man was taken. I mean, every time he would pop up, something would grab him and pull him back down. I'm talking to souls today. Amen. Every time it seemed that Joseph was right there, there was something else that would weigh him down and push him back under. What caused Joseph to pop back up? Because he had a secret. He feared the Lord and served the Lord. God was in that number one position in his life. Amen. I'm not preaching to the ranked sinners today, but I'm preaching to saints of God. Amen. That need to settle the issue and put God in that first place. Hear me. Amen. I'm here to encourage somebody. Amen. If we get sealed, amen, with the secret of God, that we fear God, that we reverence God. Let me go a step further to help you out in case you're afraid of the word fear of God. Sacred. Sealed with the sacred. But there's something sacred to you. It's crazy. Brother
Shorty was telling me yesterday, there are people that when they go fishing, he's trying to give them fish when he caught extra fish. And there's fish that have red eyes. And those people said, we don't eat fish with red eyes because it's of the devil. Yeah. You know, there's people that feel those things, superstitions. Have you ever seen somebody passing from the graveyard and do the sign of the cross? Yeah. I mean, in my front yard, I watched the tree trimmers come up, and there was fists climbing the tree. And before they climbed the tree, they did the sign of the cross like the sign of the cross was going to protect them. Do you know where I was raised in Louisiana, in Catholicism? Every time the old-fashioned Catholics would go by the Catholic Church, they did a sign of the cross because they deemed that spot to be sacred. There's some sacred things that they would not do. Even in public school system where I grew up, they did not eat meat on Fridays because it was sacred to them. It was something that they respected. You could count on it. Every Friday we was going to have fish sticks. I mean, that's the way it went. It's because they deemed it as being sacred. I wonder what's sacred to us today. There's a sense of loss for the sacred things of God in our generation. Oh, friend, hear me. Amen. Our world has lost it. There is no moral bearing, no moral compass. But I'm afraid if we're not careful, if we don't keep the sacred sacred, we're going to lose out just as well. Pretty soon, we'll be identified with the world. Look how many churches just recently. Now it's okay to be whichever way you are. Uh-huh. Yeah, you can do what you want. I mean, whether you don't know the call, he or she, the pastor. And I know we've been recording and probably people listen today, but God still requires us to live a righteous life. Amen. God still hates homosexuality. God still hates it. It's still abomination. Come on. But do you know that there is a supposedly Jesus named Pentecostal church that is a gay church? National Gay Pentecostal. I want to tell you, amen, not on my watch. Amen, because there's some sacredness I have in my heart for God. There's a sacredness, amen, to keep the things of God, the things of God. Amen. We'll say, oh, yeah, I believe that, Pastor. But how many things we let in, and we think, oh, well, it really don't matter. Hey, what's sacred to God is still sacred today. You better hang on to the sacred. Man, when I was a kid, the last thing you want to do is walk in that church with a hat on or chewing gum. Because the building was a worship place. It was a sacred place. We didn't just play around when we came to church. Thank God for somebody pulling my ear. Thank God for somebody tearing my behind up. Thank God for that, because it's put something in me, a regard for the sacred. I'm thankful for the sacredness of God. If you have no sacred spot in your life, you see, Joseph maintained that secret, sacred place in his life. They tried to steal it from him, but every time he would come back up victoriously. God wants that to live in your life, a sacredness. The Bible says we're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. I want to be sealed. I want God to put it in me. Amen. I want God to seal it. How about you? I want it to be locked tight inside of me. Amen. I want it to be completely enveloped inside of my spirit and my ways. Amen. That when the tides of life come against me, I have something that calls me, amen, to rise up above the floods of life, above the winds of all the diversity of this world. I'm thankful for the power and the treasury of God. Hallelujah. Got to treasure God, that secret place, that sacredness we need back. We come before God that we're not here just to jig around, run the aisle to fast music. But we know how to push aside everything and say, God, this is for you today. And we're still able to get heart to heart with the King of Kings. We're still able to bow before him every day. Oh, we're able to walk with him. Amen. And friend, the Spirit of God is still able to nudge you when something is going wrong in your life. The Holy Ghost is still able to guide you. Does God still have that ability to guide your spirit in life? Amen. Does God still have the ability to tell you a no? Some people don't like the word no. I want God to have that ability and that liberty to tell me no. I want conviction in my life. I want the Spirit of God in operation in my life. When I'm going and stepping the wrong direction, I want the Holy Ghost to turn the light on. I want God to have that ability. When my conversation starts going the wrong direction, God, help me. When my temper starts getting it the wrong way, and I get out of hand, I want the Holy Ghost to have insight and a voice in my life. Hallelujah. When you allow God to still have his voice in your life, many times what's happening is it's kind of like the little kid. Come to church, and he kept standing up on the back of his bench, on the pew, standing up on the seat, and his mama said, sit down. He sat him down, stood back up. He spanked him, sat him down, and he looked at his little brother. He said, I may be sitting down, but I'm standing up on the inside. There's people that can comply to certain things just because they have to. I don't want to comply just because I have to. I want to comply because it's for him. My life belongs to him. I comply, but I walk with him because of who he is. His desire is my desire. His way is my way. Amen. Oh, friend, I'm thankful today that God will keep you when you keep God number one. Praise God. That sealed sacredness inside of you, that God will completely touch you. Amen. Many people live like they got a choice. You have no choice. The Bible says, be ye holy. There's no way around it. You can't live another way. You're not going to get into heaven on your good judgments. It's going to be by obedience to the word of God. Amen. It's going to be by complying to the things of God. It's going to be by following the word of God. Hear me, saint of God, today. I want that inside of me that will help me in my walk with him and this walk, this journey of life, that I can please him. Seeking him. Isn't it amazing how something starts to happening when somebody starts living for God the right way? You know, some people want just the experience, but they don't want God to work in the lordship in their life. They don't want to have to bow. They don't want to have to bend. They don't want to have to surrender. But Jesus said, if you're going to follow me, you have to deny yourself. You're going to have to crucify old self. Take up that cross and follow me. The greatest place that you'll ever be will be underneath the load of the cross of self. Amen. I mentioned it Thursday night. You'll never stumble on the cross if you learn how to carry the cross. There's some people stumble over things that God says, I need you to do this. And they keep stumbling over it. They keep stumbling and fumbling the prize because they're not carrying the cross. I'm telling someone today in the house of the Lord, you'll never have peace in your soul till God gets that place inside of you that you finally let go and let God have. We often, flesh is stubborn. That's why we must fast and pray. That's why we got to crucify ourselves. I'm telling you, this old flesh is my biggest enemy. It's a stubbornness inside of me. It's something that begins to hinder me. It's something that begins to work on me. The natural man, it don't care for the things of God. It don't like the things of God. The natural man hates the things of God. Oh, but friend, that's the reason why I got to take and put him down. That's the reason why I got to crucify myself and say, God, it's not my will, but thy will I want. Joseph had that secret place in God, that secret seal of God living in his life. Amen. They tell me that right there in Thomas Crossing, there was an old-time preacher that used to go to the Piney Wood thicket, and in there he had a path. And they said that had an old log that he prayed, and he would kneel and pray there. And he said some boys one day decided they wanted to go see what that old man was doing. When they got there, they seen that old man kneeling at that log. They noticed that the ground that he prayed at, it didn't have any grass or any growth or vegetation. Many trips he made to that old altar that he made out of a log. And they said when they walked up to it, their skin began to crawl because they felt something there. I'm telling you, that sacred meeting place where you meet God and surrender to God. Amen. There's no place like it. Troubles vanish. Hearts are mended in the presence of the King. I want the Lord to woo me in his presence. But I don't want the Lord to have to be the one that constantly woos me. I want to seek him. Amen. I want to seek him. I want it to be something that I initiate as well. Amen. I want to approach the throne. I'm not satisfied just to feeling the tingling of the Holy Ghost. I'm not satisfied just getting a good blessing. I want his righteousness. I want the ability to rise up, even when everything's coming against me. Even every problem's coming against me, where I don't feel like where pain is hurting my body. I want the glory of the Holy Ghost to give me a continuance, a drive on the inside. I'm telling somebody today, it is for you, the glory of God. There's something that God puts inside of us. But there is a sustainable price, substantial price, that you've got to be willing to pay. That's your everything. Selling out to God, giving to God. Hallelujah. When the Holy Ghost begins to fill the cup, God starts filling that cup. Pretty soon, that cup gets to the rim. The things, the contents, and it starts spilling over. I want to get to that place in my life. So full of God that it starts spilling over. I want to do that spillover blessing. How about you? That spillover relationship. That's something like Peter and John going to the temple of the hour of prayer. It spilled over. Amen. The lame man, he begged an alms. He asked for some money. But Peter and John said, silver and gold have we none, but such as I have. What do you have to give your world? Hallelujah. What are you doing with truth? And I mentioned it the other night. We come to the house of God. In here should be a celebration. It ought to be a celebration of what God's done for us. We need to drown out the petty, the worries, the pressures, the anxiety, in the presence of the Almighty God. You know what I feel this morning in the spirit? God's ready to feel. God's ready to do that. But if we can open our hearts and open, let your umbrella down, so to speak. Take your guard down. And somebody desperately inside of your spirit that says, God, I need you right now. I want your presence. I need something to drown out the worries and the anxieties of life. Amen. All the things. I want that ability, Lord. Amen. To float back to the surface. God, to come back up and to bounce back up. Lord, to feel your power at work. I want to feel that, Lord, when all hell is against me. Amen. All the world is against me. But God, I want to be able to stand in the midst of conflict. I want my conviction to grow. Say it again. I want conviction in my life to grow. I want to be a student of God, that God at any moment in time starts saying, hey, you know, that's not worth it. We've been talking about simplifying, you know, about things in your life that, you know, do I really need this? Do I really need that? You ever did a good closet cleaning? And you start looking at things that you thought were so important. Start walking outside and start saying, man, why do I have all this? Do I need this? I'm not a mechanic. I don't need 60 sockets and wrenches, all these different sets. I can't work on these things. Why do I need all this mess? Why do we need this? I mean, I open my closet up and I'm going, man, I can't. There's no way I could wear all this. What am I hanging on to all this? Why do I feel like I got to have things? I mean, these are not going to do me a bit of good. The things that we all reach for as humans one day is going to be worthless anyway. But what should be worth it all is the presence of the Almighty God this morning in your life. My Jesus. Amen. The Lord is in this place right now. I want you to lift your hands with me. Amen. Somebody needs to lift your voice to God. Amen. Somebody needs to say, Lord, I need you. And I'm willing, God, to give everything. I'm willing, Lord Jesus, to get to that place. Amen. To know your sacredness, to know your glory, to know your spirit. Come on, somebody really needs to get to business with God. Amen. The Holy Ghost is here to minister to somebody's soul. Amen. I need you, Jesus. Fill me, Lord. God, fill me and drown out everything else, Lord. I pray. Come on, lift your voice, saint of God. God is here today in the house. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
I feel the sweet spirit of the Holy Ghost here right now. Come on, God wants somebody to bargain with him, somebody to surrender, somebody to make a choice this morning. Amen. Hey, how can you go any further the way you're going? Come on, God wants you to realize you can't go any further the way you've been going. Amen. The way you've been living, you can't go any further. Amen. It's not going to get any better. It's not going to blossom. All your dreams are going to crumble. All your fantasies is going to dissolve. All your bucket list ain't worth even a drop in a bucket. Amen. Hear me. Amen. There's nothing like being able, amen, to worship God and feel the presence of the Almighty at work in your life. The greatest treasure is the righteousness of God. The greatest treasure is the influence of God. The greatest treasure is God at work in your life. Amen. Taking over the things in your life and working in you. The greatest treasure is more than what currency could buy. More than what things could ever equate in this world. The world, come on, will grow strangely dim when you see God. You seek him first. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Come on, I don't believe that I'm preaching to an empty building today. I believe there's people here, amen, that are still hungry for the things of God. Amen, that still thirst for the things of God. Amen, I believe there's people in the chairs today that still love God. Amen, that want the sacredness of God. They want the fear of God. They want the glory of His Spirit in their life. Amen. Oh, I would that somebody would lift your voice to Jesus. Come on, don't let me have to cheerlead you. Amen, let it be God, I hunger. I need you. Wake up something in me today. Wake up my soul. Hallelujah. The cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. The cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches has rocked many people asleep. People have gone asleep spiritually, so to speak. They're unaware of their life, unaware of the presence of God, unaware of the glory of God, unaware. Amen. Unaware that God is trying to get a hold of them. Unaware of the time and the season. Unaware of the drifting. Unaware of the currents of the tide. Because they're rocked asleep in the hour where their soul should be awakened. Oh, my Jesus, in your name, I pray for the anointing of the Holy Ghost right now in that soul. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This altar's open right now. I would that you would come to this altar this morning. Amen. I would that you would make your way here and pray, God, wake up something in me. God, wake up a greater desire in my spirit, my heart, oh Lord. Stir your gift in me. Stir me, Lord God. Shake in me. Do what you can, oh God, to awaken my spirit. Hallelujah. Let's seek the Lord while He may be found. Seek Him while He may be found. Seek Him while He may be found. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The greatest treasure still. God at work in your lives. Come on, God's not looking for somebody to just pretend. He's looking for somebody to get real this morning. Somebody to get true. Somebody to get to that place with meaning and sacredness. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, join me in prayer. Join me in this place this morning.
This one.
Lord, with us. With us this morning, just love God with me. Lord, I thank you for your presence. Thank you, God, for making it work out of my life. God, for helping me, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your divine, your power, Lord, your spirit. God, the glory of the holy, Lord, in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I love and I praise you and I magnify you, God. Hallelujah. Let it matter to me, Jesus. Let your will matter. Let your power matter. In your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I want the glory of the Lord. His banner in my life. Praise the Lord. Appreciate my church family. I want to grow. How about you? I want to grow upward. I want to grow up. The Bible says, lay up your treasures, grow up. Amen. I want to grow more for Jesus. Amen. I want to grow more for Him. Praise God.